Well, I'm going to just spend a few moments here continuing just talking about the power of affirmations and so important. You know, I've learned some things over the years and it's expanding. It's growing inside of me. You know, faith can grow. Faith can expand. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we start out where we are. And as you continue to work the word, more revelation comes, increase comes, insight. The entrance of his what? His word does what? Gives light, gives revelation. And you begin to see things in a different way. You wake up and go, I didn't see that before. Of course not. Because the entrance of his word gives light. The more you speak the word, the more you confess the word, you hear yourself confessing it, and faith comes. Revelation comes, even in your own speaking. That's why I say, forget about, you know, you talk about, well, you know, I don't know, this, that, and the other thing. You need to keep speaking the word, because in the speaking, God will reveal to you how to walk it out. Job 22, 28 says, you decree a thing and it shall be established. So as you decree something, God watches over his word to perform it, and he will do what? Show you how to establish that. You don't have the power to do it, but your words do. Your words do. And I have learned through the years, the more you keep speaking something, he will direct you. You know, your words influence your spirit. I'm going to say that again. The words that you speak influence your own human spirit. You get up in the morning and you have this, you know, I have your people, they say, I just have this urge to do this. What was that? Where did that urge come from? Your spirit man. And your spirit man will illuminate your mind, and a thought will come up and you'll go, I think I need to do this. Well, if you keep sowing wrong words, those words will get down and influence your spirit and illuminate your mind to make bad choices. I'm telling you the truth. Because it's the word of God. Death and life, Proverbs 18:20, say it with me, death and life is in the power of what? The tongue. Your tongue, and those that love it will eat the fruit thereof. That means you keep speaking bad words, and it'll get in your spirit and influence it so that you make bad choices. That's why I say you just keep speaking healing, speaking prosperity. When you've got no money, speak prosperity. Keep speaking healing when it's not, seems like it's not working, because it'll influence your spirit and you will make right choices. I'm telling you the truth. That's the word of God. Yes, it's fine to go to doctors. Doctors don't have the answer. The word is the answer. And the more you put that into your spirit, it'll influence your spirit. Romans 8, 11 and 12, what does it say? The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead quickens my mortal body. So the spirit of man, influenced by the word and the spirit of God, can quicken this sick body. Can quicken my mind to do what's right and see what's right and how to walk out life and overcome. But sometimes when we walk through seasons of life, we go quiet, don't we? We're talking about, oh boy. That ought to be the time that we amplify, affirm what I believe. Because if you keep meditating on the problem, it'll get down in your spirit and you'll start talking the problem. You will. Let me read a scripture. Is that all right with you?
Yes.
Proverbs 4. We go there. Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 23 says in the King James, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of what? Your heart are the issues of life. The complete Jewish Bible, it says, above everything else, guard your heart, for it's the source of life's consequences. So a lot of times when you're going through stuff, I'm not saying it's not originated with opposition, the devil, people. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, if you're going through stuff, it'd be a good thing to do a checkup from the neck up. See what you're saying. What are you talking? What's coming out of your mouth? New Living Translation, it says, above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. Everything. Everything. You got to guard your heart. You're a spirit. The words that you put into your spirit affect your heart. It influences your heart. Here's another scripture verse. There's so many, but let me just read this here. Matthew chapter 12 in the New Living Translation. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 34. It says, this is Jesus speaking. Now, he wasn't nice to these Pharisees. He said, you brood of snakes. Yeesh. How could evil men like you, ooh, speak what is good and right? And then he said, this is New Living, for whatever is in your heart determines what you say. Whatever you put in is gonna come out. What did Pastor Sarah say years ago? When you squeeze a tube of toothpaste, what should come out? Toothpaste. When you get squeezed in life, something's going to come out. Whatever you put in it. Whatever you put in it's going to come out. With the squeeze of life, right? The pressures. Here's another scripture, Matthew 15 in the New Living Translation. This is good to remind ourselves, right? Matthew 15, verse 11, it says, it's not what goes into your mouth that defiles you. You are defiled by the words that come out of your mouth. You are, by your own words. And look, this is not, if anybody, I'm stepping on my own toes. This isn't on stepping on people. This is reminding us of the Word of God. Because this is where we live. There's pressures in life. There's things that push buttons, right? You keep pushing somebody, you're going to hit a button. And if you don't fill yourself up with the Word of God, something else is going to come out. Matthew 15. Same chapter, verse 18, New Living Translation. It says, but the words you speak come from your heart. That's what defiles you. For from the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander. So it's the words that will cause an effect. in our lives. So it's good to affirm. What do we mean by that? That's what we've been sharing. When we say to affirm something, it means to express a strong belief in something. You could say, or assert, you're asserting something. You're declaring something. Those are synonyms. So to assert means that you are stating confidently some point that you don't need any proof. Something you believe. I don't need proof to assert this. That's what faith is. Faith, let's look at Hebrews 11 again. They'll put it up, the Passion Translation. Hebrews 11, 1 and verse 3. Hebrews 11, 1 and verse 3 in the Passion Translation says, now faith brings our hopes, or you could say expectations, into reality. Words is your faith speaking. So faith brings your expectations into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. That's what we mean by asserting something. I can assert something in faith, and my faith is the foundation. That's all that's needed to prove something that's unseen. And if I keep filling my heart with the Word of God, then it's going to influence my heart. And out of my heart, words are going to come that are what? Empowered by the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. And God is looking in this season that we live in. Man, you got people in society, they're asserting some things they believe, right? And they ain't bashful about it. And they'll get up in your face and tell you you're wrong. Well, we don't have to fight people, but what do you believe? We need to say something. And I'm convinced, you know, God is the master at knowing. He knows what we need to hear, what will get us over and through in life. And I'm convinced, because I wasn't even thinking about teaching this lesson, but when I reflected, I said, isn't that interesting? He just had us teach on the motto. On the motto of this church, and said, you need to make that personal and say it. You need to say, I'm a place where the love of God is evident. I'm a place where the Word of God resides. I'm a place where the Spirit of God directs. And me, I'm a place where the power of God flows through. And He wants us to do what? Speak that. And affirm it and declare it. Because He's wanting, you know, just think about what a privilege it is that God gave that motto, and now He gave that to Pastor Sarah. We all would decree that, wonderful, nothing wrong with that. But now God is saying, you could have a whole group of people decreeing, and 25% believe that. But what if everybody decrees it personally and makes that a personal profession of faith? How would that affect? Because now it gets planted down in your heart, and it does what? It influences your spirit. So I believe over time God has expanded that, the revelation of that. God gave that for a purpose and a reason. And He wants us to make that personal. So words, faith is built by words. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So faith is built by words. So the more we speak, the more our faith expands or grows, more revelation comes. And that is something that is built what? Over time. It grows, right? So our faith-filled words does what? It creates realities. Faith, we shared this recently, faith is what? Voice activated. You know, we were sharing this recently. You got all these little gadgets. If I talk too loud, my watch talks to me. What did you want? So we got stuff that's voice activated, right? So all I'm saying is faith must be voice activated. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13, it says in the New Century Version, I like this. It says, it is written in the scriptures, I believed, so I spoke. Our faith is like this too. We believe, and so we speak. So your words, your confession is your faith speaking. I mean, we all know this, but boy, I'll tell you, the doing part for us is sometimes I say it's the reminding part more than anything. Mark 11:23. You know, when Brother Hagin got this revelation, the Lord spoke to him and said, you're going to have to teach three times as much on the saying part as the believing part. And he said, the church has been taught to believe. So it's ingrained in the church to believe. But the saying part is different. He said, because people will say one thing and negate it with something else, with their words. So we need to do what? When it says, whosoever, that's me, that's you, whosoever shall do what? Say unto this mountain. You're going to have to speak to obstacles, speak to things. Do what? Be thou removed. Be thou what? Cast into the sea and shall not doubt in your heart. But what? Believe, there's the believe, that what? The things that you say shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you say. So it's not just the saying, it's the believing in what you say. You can say things and then run into a rough spot and say something else. So did you believe what you said? So we need to do that. So for us, Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 2, this is a BBE or Bible in Basic English. It says, you are taken as in a net by the words of your mouth, the sayings of your lips have overcome you. So we can get snared with the words. Again, words that you put into your heart, things you meditate on, get down in your spirit, and it influences your spirit, man. You are a spirit. So God has made us to walk in the good things of life. And I was sharing over in Matthew chapter 11, I'm sorry, 12. And it says here, I'll just go back and reread this again. It says for in a New Living, for whatever is in your heart determines what you say. And then verse 35, it says a good person produces good things from what? the treasury of a good heart. So that means you've stored something up in your heart. And out of the treasury of the heart comes what? Good things. Because you've planted good things into your heart, and it becomes a treasury, a reservoir of good things. And then it says, an evil person produces evil things from what? The treasury of an evil heart. And I tell you, then he says here, I tell you this, you must give an account on judgment day for every idle word you speak. The words you say will either acquit you or condemn you. So notice that the good things and the evil things come from where? Your heart. So whatever you're planting in your heart, you're going to eat the fruit of it. It's going to do something in your life. It's going to produce something in your life. And a lot of times we're blaming other people. We're blaming stuff. And most times, I'm not saying it can't be, but what I am saying is we need to look at what are we saying? What are we saying? You know, as much money as people spend to go hear motivational speakers, what's their emphasis to get you to say something, to think positive, to say something positive? They're getting you to think and talk different. Well, that's all God's word is doing. He wants us, what does it say? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind, that you may what? Prove. That's all we're doing here. You're proving something. And I'm decreeing and I'm affirming what's been paid for and is mine. I'm an heir of God, Romans 8:17. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. So those things have been paid for me. I need to say so. I need to say they're mine. I'm taking those. I'm walking in it. And how, in other words, those things that come out of the heart are released by what? The mouth. So I've got to release something. So we're releasing these, what? Keep saying this. The heart, the heart, the heart, the heart. And so the words that we speak come out of the heart. And people have been bruised. Think about that. People have been bruised through life. They've been hurt. They've been mishandled. They've been abused by people. And this is all the devil's work. And then what ends up happening is people then get bruised and talk. You ever hear that saying, hurt people hurt people? And so you end up being hurt, and then you hurt because you've speaking words of hurt. We need to change that. And the power of God can come in and restore us and heal us. And if we get enough, yes, there's the place of laying on the hands, there's deliverance. But I can tell you, the word of God, if you keep getting the word in, the word in, the word in, the word in, it will heal that. It will deliver that and free you. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I've been delivered from the power of darkness. He may have hurt me, but he has no control over me now. So I don't have to hurt. I can love because the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart. That's the struggle. You've been hurt and now you want to love. You go, I don't want to love because I've been hurt. But the more we feed on the word, the more we get the love of God in us, we can. But you're going to have to make a decision. We all have to make a decision to keep feeding on the Word of God. Keep listening to it. Faith comes. And it's personal for every one of us, because every one of us are growing at a different place, a different level. But every one of us reach places where we go, I'm not satisfied. Even in life, we reach places and we go, in the natural, I'm not satisfied. I want to do more, right? Naturally, the things naturally we want to pursue because I want more. I want to learn more, maybe whatever it is, right? Spiritually, it's the same way. You reach places and you go, you know what? I'm not satisfied. I want to know more. I'm not satisfied where I am spiritually. Everyone's different. And we go, you know what? I'm not satisfied here. Well, how are you going to get satisfied? How are you going to expand? How are you going to grow? Faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and decreeing and affirming. And you begin to say, when you don't have, faith is all the proof I have of something I don't have yet. Something unseen. And you begin to say, I'm growing in faith. And you might go, boy, help me, Lord. But you need to be decreeing, I'm growing in faith. I'm prosperous. I'm whole. My body functions normally. I'm bright. I'm, you know, wise. Make affirmations out of your mouth. Let that get into your spirit, and what happens? It'll influence you. It'll influence the choices you make. You'll start making wise choices. You'll start thinking different because you're speaking different. But when you want to talk your problem and you keep speaking that and you keep talking that, then it'll influence your thinking. That's why, I mean, I'm not, trust me when I say this, I'm not against doctors. But I'm telling you, if all you're going to do is listen to what the doctor said, 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 you're going to get that down in your spirit, and all you're going to come out is say, well, I got to listen to what the doctor said. What about Jesus? What about the Holy Ghost? What about the Word? That's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying we don't listen to doctors, but if you're going to put all your faith, all your thinking in that direction, you're going to miss it. And I'm for doctors. But you better be meditating on the Word. You better be speaking the Word, because it will influence your spirit to make choices. I'm telling you, I walked through one season in my life 24 years ago in 1999, 2000, where I came home and I'm in the shower and I heard real soft, real light, real soft. I could have missed it. I heard down here, if you don't go to the doctor and get your stomach checked, you won't see the end of the year. That was in July. And I was singing with the choir. I was in pain, standing up there at the pulpit, holding on. And I had been confessing the Word for a year. So I said, well, he knows something I don't know. I better go. So I did. And then all the negative, the doctors... God bless doctors. I listened to this one doctor. I went to the emergency room. Then I went to this, he was the top specialist. And he said, he didn't run one test. He didn't even probe my stomach. I was in pain. He said, this doesn't look good. And my mind, my little peanut brain, I'm thinking, you're an idiot. I'm thinking, you ran no tests. How are you speaking that over me? And so what I did is I walked out and never came back because it didn't bear witness with me. You understand? I didn't say, oh, the doctor said. It didn't bear witness. Now, am I against doctors? No. But you better go to the right doctor. You better go to a doctor that's operating in the wisdom of God. That's what I'm talking about. If you keep feeding the word of God, if you keep speaking it, then it'll influence your spirit to make the right choice, to know who to go to. Because when you go to the wrong one and they start speaking words, your spirit's going to go, something's not sitting right with me right here. Something not sitting right. Because what happened was I came back. He never, you know, here I'm in excruciating pain for a year. He never, this is where doctors are. Now, I'm not blaming him. He didn't tell me what to drink, what not to eat. He didn't tell me don't drink coffee, have salsa, have hot peppers, nothing. And I walked out of there going, come on now. But they don't know. He did the best he could. And so I ended up coming back because I stayed out of the office here for a week or two. And I remember speaking to Pastor Sarah. She said, you ever go to this person? I said, no, I don't know who it is. So I ended up being a chiropractor. I'm thinking, why am I going to a chiropractor? Well, he happened to be a nutritionist. And so when I went, the first words out of his mouth, he said, I'll have this turned around in a week. I'm thinking, a week? I looked at him. And he said, boy? I said, he called me boy. I did, in my mind, I'm thinking, you call me boy? And he was in his 70s and I was in my 30s. I figured I was a boy. So he was right. I was a boy. But this is what I'm talking about. He was a doctor of chiropractic, but he said this to me, and I'm thinking to myself, so why did this doctor who was the top specialist, why didn't he tell me that? This guy said, do you know your stomach will heal in 5 days if you stop putting food in it? And I went, I didn't know that. And I'm thinking to myself, why didn't he tell me that? Because they don't know. That's why I'm saying. And then in 5 days, he put me on like pureed baby food. I had baby food for five. My stomach began to heal. The fire went down. It began to soften. And this is what I asked him. I said, after I stopped seeing him in about, you know, a month or so, I said, how bad was this? He said, if you had waited one more week, they would have opened your stomach up. And I said, there it is. Holy Ghost was right. I'd be 6 feet under. Because once they open you up, whoosh, there it goes. So I said, it's words. It's words, and words influence your spirit. Words are spiritual. The words you speak are spiritual. They're either life or death, but they're spiritual. And words spoken out of the human spirit will influence you. And we need to affirm constantly who we are, what we have, and where we're seated in heavenly places. Because if you're not tired yet of all the junk in this society, you need to say something. Not fight people, but you need to speak against the forces of darkness because I'm seated in heavenly places. I've been given the name of Jesus, and we've been given authority over it in Christ. So whether it's personal or you're in your city or where you live, you need to start taking authority and affirm and assert your authority in Christ. Whether it's over your finances personally, over your body, or over the influence in society where you live. That's what we're talking about, the power, the ability of the words that we speak, the ability of the tongue. I don't know if this is getting to you, registering to you, but I'm telling you, it's a reminder. It's a reminder for us that you think about this. The devil has hijacked the method. He's not dumb. The devil is smart. God is smarter. But the world, how do they influence us? Marketing. They want you to keep looking at it, keep looking at it, keep, and then at some point you're desensitized to evil because you keep seeing it, you keep seeing it, you keep seeing it, you keep seeing it, and you go, well, it's okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. And the devil has just taken that thing of marketing. All businesses use it. They keep putting it in front of you, and you keep what? You're influenced by words. And the more you keep thinking about it, the more you keep thinking about it, you go, I gotta get me one of them burgers. Or whatever you like. You keep looking at it, and then you got to get one. Right? Amen. So all God's telling us is keep thinking about the word. Keep speaking it, keep speaking it, keep speaking it, keep speaking it. And it'll influence your spirit man. Because out of your spirit, isn't that what we just got done reading? Matthew 12, whatever's in your heart determines what you say. And it says what? But the words you speak come from the heart. Verse 11, Matthew 15, it's not what goes into your mouth that defiles you. You're defiled by words that come out of your mouth. Well, you can either be defiled or blessed by the words that come out of your mouth. You can be blessed. I mean, isn't that, I know I'm going too long here with this, but Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Well, it says in verse 6, be careful or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your what? Your hearts. Keeps your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Then what does it say? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Yeah. In the busyness of life, this right here can be a challenge sometimes, can't it? Thinking on things, you've got to purpose that when I got stuff to think on and I'm going down a certain path, I gotta start say, wait a minute, I gotta think differently. Yeah. Well, let's close. Father, we thank you. We had enough. Father, we thank you for the word. Thank you for reminding us. Thank you that you're watching over us, Father, and you're guiding us. You're wanting us to prosper in every area of our life. And we thank you. Thank you that you're a good Father. Thank you, Father, that we consecrate ourselves and we covenant with you to speak words that are covenant words, that are blessing words and not curse words, and not words that work against us, but words that work for us, that bless us. And so, Father, we thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for working in us, reminding us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen, 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 amen. Well, before we dismiss, if you're here today, you know, anybody that's here today and is saved, how did you get into the kingdom of God? You had to believe something and say something. That's how you got saved. That's how you got born again. That's how your spirit got changed. The words that you spoke activated the power of God and caused your spirit to be changed. So I think we do the same thing here. If you're here today or you're watching online and maybe you've not had the opportunity, or maybe you thought about it, but today's your day. Today is a day that you can believe your way and confess your way right into the kingdom of God. God loves us. He doesn't want us to miss heaven and go to hell. And it's just as easy as believing that he was raised from the dead, that he's the savior of the world, and you ask him to come into your life to be your savior, and that he took your sins. And the scripture says his resurrection was your resurrection. When he was raised, you were raised. So when you believe that he was raised, you're really believing not only was he raised, you were raised from the dead, that he paid for your sins. So if you're here today and you've not done that, let's say that, or you're watching online, let's say this. Father God, I believe that you sent Jesus to this earth in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. I believe that he came to destroy the works of the devil. I believe he took my sins and the sins of the world, took them to hell, and when sin was paid for, we were raised from the dead, and he was the firstborn of many brethren. And so now I believe that Jesus is my Savior. He's my Lord. I receive him now. Thank you that I've been cleansed by his blood, and I am a new creature in Christ, and I am saved. If you said that simple prayer and you meant it from your heart, let us know today if you're here, and we'll pray with you and give you some free information. And if you're online watching, the same applies. Just get in touch with us and we'll send you some free information as to who you have become in Christ. Glory to God. Praise God, praise God, praise God.